We think it's critically important, the order in which candidates go out at this stage of the count. We're very keen that we think it's important that Gary Doherty stays in the count for as long as possible to bring Piers Doherty as close to the quota as possible on up until the point where Gary is then eliminated. So
it's and that maximises then the benefit potentially to Pádraig McLoughlin. Is there any gamble in that, maybe the gap between... the gap could widen between Pringle and go on, you answer the question.
It's always possible, but we think that given that the gap is so small, it's 7 votes at this point,
yes.
It's a critically important part of the count at this stage, and we thought that now was the time to check in case there are any discrepancies which would change the order of candidates and change the order of eliminations at this point.
If you don't mind me asking there, have you any reason to suspect that there would be discrepancies?
Well, given the fact that the two Dohertys...
I know it's very narrow.
Yeah, well, given the fact that the two Dohertys are two Sinn Féin candidates, we think there's always a chance that there might be, some Gary Doherty votes in with in Piers Doherty's bundles. So, even on that basis
alone, it's
possible that there could be a small number of errors, which could be critically important at this stage.
Now, it's possible just to have a look at these transfers. Can that be looked at in itself, or do we have to go back to beginning?
What we've sought is a recheck and a recount of the votes of Gary Doherty, Piers Doherty and Desi Shields up to this point in the count.
Can that be done in isolation?
Yes, they can just go through the bundles and papers and check that there's no discrepancies and also recount.
Really big job. It's a couple of hours work, really.
Yes, it's a focused job of work because it's only a 7-vote margin. We've just focused it in relation to the two candidates.
Like we're not arguing that at all. But just what we're saying is that he's fully entitled to this recount or this recheck.
There's precedent there.
Even if he sought a full recheck,
yes,
down to the point of examining the dubious or the uncertain ballots beforehand, it would be like he would get that anyway.
Yeah, you're normally entitled to full recount.
We were talking to Pierce earlier on, Kieran, and a lot of the spoiled ballots were like tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
For three Sinn Féin, so.
That's true. There's nothing you can do in respect of that. If there's no clear first preference, there's really nothing we can do.
Now, it's been granted.
It's been granted, yeah.
And have you been informed as to whether or not it will proceed this evening?
No, my understanding is that we'll come back at 10 o'clock in the morning for that.